Jennifer Garner teams with Jill Biden on Alabama tour to tout president's trillion-dollar spending plan. By Hannah Blow on April 7, 2021. Actress Jennifer Garner is slated to visit Alabama alongside First Lady Jill Biden on Friday, where the pair are expected to tout the president's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan as part of the White House's Help Is Here tour, aimed to further detail the recently passed coronavirus stimulus package to the American people. The pair were supposed to visit the Red State in March, but the White House suspended the trip due to severe weather across the South. The original plan had the 13 going on 30 star slated to visit both Jasper and Birmingham and speak on issues related specifically to childhood poverty alongside the First Lady. They are now expected to visit the Birmingham area on Friday, April 9. Garner has long fawned over the First Lady, gushing over the dream of Joe and Jill Biden in the White House during an Instagram Live with Jill Biden in October. Can you imagine doing all that and having a husband or a spouse who is deployed somewhere else in the world? Biden said during the discussion. And all the meanwhile, here are the moms trying to do their jobs, teach online, help their kids online when they're schooling and doing everything else. I think moms rule, don't you? Moms are gonna put you in the White House, the actress said. The Biden administration has continued to tout the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief proposal, although Republicans have continually repeated that less than 9% of the massive measure goes toward defeating the virus, specifically. As House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said on the House floor last month, the measure showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus. But it gives San Francisco $600 million, essentially wiping out 92% of their budget deficit. In both the House and Senate, the only bipartisan vote has been against it. And after five relief bills, it is on track to be the first passed by strictly party lines, he said. Republicans have said that the bill before us today is costly, corrupt, and liberal. Now, even the Biden White House agrees, it is very liberal. They called it the most progressive piece of legislation in history. So let's be clear, this isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill, he continued, describing it as a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic and do not meet the needs of American families.